It is possible in a large city like Portland that we can find doctors that can take care of various needs. But how easy is it to find a Catholic doctor that will take care of all of your physical needs, but also all of your spiritual needs? Well, that is the focus of Divine Mercy Medical Group. They are here in Portland. They are through My Catholic Doctor, and joining us in studio today is Dr. William Toffler, Dr. Mark Myatt, and Dr. Kristen Berger. Thank you all so much for being with us today. Good morning, Dr. Toffler.
Oh, good morning, Brenda. It's great to be with you. It's always a blessing to be with you.
You have been kind of one of our regulars off and on over the years, your medical practice serving everyone who comes to you with a need, always has availability to be seen by you. Just remind our listeners a little bit about really your long history of serving the needs of people in Portland.
Well, I have a long history. I'm getting older. And the reality is I started in Oregon almost 40 some years ago in Sweden for 6 years. And I was at the university, Oregon Health and Science University, for 35 years. Then I was with Holy Family Catholic Clinic for 4 years. And then we're embarking on a new endeavor, as I'm with here, Dr. Berger and Dr. Myatt. And we are basically a group, the Divine Mercy Medical Group, that's located in Northeast Portland on the Holy Rosary property in the old dental building. And we've converted into medical space. And that's been very life-giving for all of us.
You see people that come in with various needs. And oftentimes it's very frightening to be able to take care of your health, especially when it's unknown. But I believe that there is an added benefit to be able to talk to your physician and have them respect your Catholic values. Dr. Berger, how do you see that lived out day to day with the different people that you see that come to your office?
Brenda, I would say that, you know, my interactions with patients specifically as a Catholic doctor, where people are coming to me looking for a Catholic doctor, part of that is, as you said, just basic respect for the values that they're bringing with them, you know, along with bringing their health and their worries. Often that may look like some prayer or just a recognition of the spiritual aspect of what they're suffering. But I think at a larger level, there's something to be said for the worldview that we're bringing in as well. And I've done some work with the Archdiocese of Portland new program to train educators within the Archdiocese in the Catholic worldview and kind of develop a common understanding around that. And I've found that that is very applicable to what we do in medicine as well. And really any work that anyone is doing, what worldview you are kind of living in and seeing the world through, really influences how you interact with people and how you do your job and what you think are appropriate goals. So within our Catholic faith, we have such a firm and solid understanding of, you know, what it means to be human, our human nature as an image of God, the proper end of the human being, which is for heaven and for life with Christ for all of eternity. So when we're looking at the patient in front of us through that worldview, that will help shape what kind of goals we might be talking about with that patient, what means we would choose or to offer to meet those goals, and also just that experience of being seen as a person. So I really think that it's more than prayer. Prayer is wonderful, but it's also just living in the same worldview and being seen for the person and the creation that you are.
Through My Catholic Doctor, the Divine Mercy Medical Group is working here in Portland. Dr. William Toffler, Dr. Mark Myatt, and Dr. Kristen Berger are joining us today to tell you more about their offices and ways that you can also get that specialized and faith-based care. Dr. Myatt, so for doctors, this is very small group of doctors who practice medicine and their faith along with it. Having looked at both sides of this coin, how are you more fulfilled as a physician, being able to live out your own Catholic faith in serving those who need you?
You know, I guess I try to make the Catholic faith part of everything I do. You know, whether I'm with a secular organization or whether I'm with a Catholic organization, it's really beneficial to be with other Catholic physicians. I mean, we have that sort of mutual support and mutual understanding. Regardless, you bring your own, as Dr. Berger was saying, your own kind of Catholic worldview, you know, an ability to sort of see the person as a whole and to listen to them. And I've taken care of a lot of patients who are not Catholic, and I think they respect that. You know, that you see patients who don't necessarily see things from your point of view, and sometimes you'll get into, you know, points where they want something which you can't necessarily do as a Catholic doctor. But you know, just that sort of dialogue and being able to listen to them and explain in a loving way where you come from, it has meaning. So,
do you, Dr. Toffler, you're kind of jumping off of that as a Catholic physician as well. People might say to you, you know, you're limited then as to what patients can be receiving in your care. They're not going to get contraceptives. There's not going to be abortion provided. When people have terminal cancer, you are not offering physician-assisted suicide. So some might think you're limited as to how you can help people. You would probably, I would guess, say otherwise.
Oh, absolutely, Brenda. The reality, I don't look at it as limitation at all. I look at it as a opportunity to live life fully. I want, at the end of life, to be able to give people a sense of hope and meaning in their life. That's my job. It's not to give them the sense the solution to your suffering is to end your life. The solution to your suffering is to be with them. Mother Teresa would say that. Mother Teresa would say all people need to have someone with them and support them and live your life fully until God calls you home. And the joy in my practice is helping people to come to understand that and understand what an absolute false bill of good this paradigm is. You know, I'm finishing, halfway through the book of Hannah's Children by a Catholic professor at Catholic University. And she's, in a very meaningful way, by interviewing 55 women who've chosen to have five or more babies, to show what a beautiful life this is. And even agnostics within her interview, they come to realize that they didn't know it because they were told children are a burden. And many people, as you well know, are choosing not to have children, or they're not getting married, mm-hmm. as though these institutions are burdens. And it's a joy to me to be able to tell people that, no, we've got this wrong in our culture, and I help them to understand that. And, you know, the highest compliment for me is not just someone at the end of the visit saying, we haven't prayed yet, you know, because they're used to it. I'm doing it so often. I did it 7 out of 8 people just on Tuesday. The greatest joy for me is that they mistake and say, well, thank you, Father, at the end of the visit. And I say, oh, and they correct themselves, because it's part of what Dr. Berger was referring to, is this, it's not just biopsychosocial, it's biopsychosocial spiritual. And even if people don't understand it coming in the office, they do have an opportunity by us living our faith, exuding the truth. And it's why I continue to practice. You know, people say, you know, when I met this Catholic Medical Association this past week, the annual meeting, there are people sitting around, and this one's retired 2-3 years ago. This one's retired, you know, 5 years ago. And I said, no, I'm not retired. I'm tired, maybe, but you know, but I'm really not. I have a joy in life because the gifts that God gives us, each one of us, whether it's in medicine or it's in education or whatever. Not being able to exercise the gift would be punishment for me. And for me, I literally said at this small group session on where all these people were retired, I said, you know, I'm going to continue to practice until God takes me home, or I'm disabled and I can't do it, because it gives me meaning. I read one book. It was Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. And it changed my life about how do you get joy in life. It's by having meaning in your life, and out of the meaning, then you get joy. And that truth has stuck with me.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. God gives each one of us gifts, and the way that we glorify him is to use those gifts to serve his kingdom. And that is some of what the doctors at Divine Mercy Medical Group here in Portland are doing. Dr. Toffler, Dr. Berger, and Dr. Maya with us today. There is more I want to talk to you about specifically about what services are being provided at the clinic. I'm already up against my break. Will you all be able to stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Of course.
And I'm back this morning with the team from Divine Mercy Medical Group here in Portland. Dr. William Toffler, Dr. Mark Myatt, and Dr. Kristen Berger all joining us today to let you know all of the services that are available to the community at Divine Mercy Medical Group. Thank you all for staying with me today. Well, Dr. Toffler, people want to know, this sounds great. I want to be with a Catholic doctor that supports my own Catholic beliefs and get a top level care. But what care do you provide? So let's kind of give everybody an overview of those who are coming to the doors there at Divine Mercy Medical Group. What services are being provided?
Well, one of the special services we do is abortion reversal for people who have taken a pill that will end up ending the baby's life, and they come to regret it. The last person I talked to just a couple of weeks ago, she just wanted to make herself vomit. She wanted to, what did I just do? And thankfully, she had the perspicacity to look up abortion reversal. There's a network nationwide, Heartbeat International. Nurses are on call 24/7. They call me. I communicate with her. I must have actually talked with her three or four times. I talked with a pharmacy, and I got her the abortion reversal protocol in place. I've been doing this for about 12 or 15 years. It started by George Delgado in Southern California. There are now up to 7,000 babies that lives have been saved by women who immediately regret what they did. And I think that women ought to have choice. They ought to have the choice to change their mind. And it's amazing to me that nationwide there are places that have actually tried to pass laws blocking women from having the choice of changing their mind when they regret their having tried to end the life of their baby.
Dr. Berger, one of your specialties deals with NAPRO technology. And for those who have listened over the years, they know that I have a very strong passion for young women in their childbearing age and using the Creighton model. But we do think of natural family planning to a specific group of women. And what NAPRO technology allows you to do is really, it's not just that, you know, those women in childbearing years, but I mean, we've worked with women who are, you know, premenopausal, all the way down to young girls whose bodies are just beginning to develop. That is really a central part of what you're able to offer women who are coming to your clinic. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing.
Yes, Brenda, that's really my biggest focus in my practice now. I'm trained as a family physician, which means I was trained to see people of all ages, and including prenatal care, and I did that for many years. I delivered babies up until last December. But I have to say, when I stopped prescribing birth control a few years ago, and initially, back to your question about, is this limiting to practice within the Catholic faith and what we believe as Catholics, I was worried. What will I give to my female patients? Because everything we're trained in medicine when it comes to women's health issues is to shut down the system. Oh, you're having painful periods? Okay, we should be on birth control. You're having bad PMS? You should be on birth control. You have anything, name it, you should be on birth control. But then that stops the curiosity about why is this happening? So when I went through the training to teach the Creighton Method and also to do the NAPRO technology consulting, meaning providing women's health services based on what they're seeing in their charting and accurately timing how we're evaluating and treating them for these issues in a way that supports the normal healthy functioning of their body, all of a sudden I felt like I'm actually giving women's health care. This is something I never had known how to do because I was only given the one Band-Aid approach, right? So I see women of all ages, obviously just within my medical training, but for women's health issues, that, like you said, could be someone who is, you know, a teenager and she's having, you know, very, very severe pain with her periods or really, really difficult premenstrual symptoms. Could be someone with really irregular periods, and we want to understand why. And the whole goal is to help support the healthy functioning of our body, because our reproductive system is part of our healthy functioning body. There's nothing wrong with it. It shouldn't be on our medical problem list as a problem to solve. It is part of our body that if it's not working right, we should be curious as to why. So that's what I bring and my interest when I hear whatever a woman is bringing to me for, you know, for consultation is, well, what's behind all of this and how much of this can I at least either rule out, or if I can't say exactly why this is going wrong, kind of help support the normal function.
You know, and again, as part of my training as well, that's what they focused so much on was, let's not put a Band-Aid on the symptom. If you cure the problem, well, then the symptoms go away, don't they? And boy, talk about really broadening the ways that we can help women. That is definitely more access to good health care than to simply prescribe a contraceptive and never look at it again.
For sure. And like you said, with the family planning, we sometimes think about that as only whether we're trying to, you know, achieve a pregnancy or avoid a pregnancy. And there may be very valid reasons that a couple needs to avoid a pregnancy. But so often couples are struggling to achieve a pregnancy and they're really not given the proper help towards that purpose. There may be a couple of labs done, some very minimal things, but I have so many women come to me and say, yeah, I was just told I should go and have IVF. And I thought, well, I mean, I have a ton of questions I want to ask you. I have a lot of things I want to look at to try to understand why this is going on, but none of this has been considered. So for those couples, I think the reason they express such gratitude for NAPRO and what it offers is because they're finally being heard. They have questions. They want to know why this isn't working out, and they haven't really been taken seriously. So having the worldview that we do and seeing healthcare and health and people the way we do within our Catholic faith allows us to have greater curiosity and to really offer better care, I think, than might be assumed when people just look at, oh, well, what do you not do?
Oh, again, you know, you're speaking to the choir in the studio today. And then not only that, especially for those who are suffering infertility, there is a lot of pain for the couple that goes along with it, to be able to have their faith supported, to have their doctor understand and care not only for their physical, but for their emotional and spiritual well-being as well. Dr. Toffler.
Picking up on what Dr. Berger and you're saying, Brenda, infertility is a symptom, as you said. It's not a disease. And what Dr. Berger specializes in is finding out what the disease is, what needs to be corrected and helped so that she can be fertile, that she can avoid the symptoms, that cramping, bleeding, whatever. And I think that's a real gift, because it is as effective, if not in some studies, more effective than the IVF, which has a huge litany of problems. That's a whole nother topic. But the reality of test tube babies, experimental research, all these things that are going on, lives that are frozen forever or discarded for research purposes. And the reality is that it's very expensive, sometimes $10,000 to $15,000 per try. The success rate is not good at all. And so women ought to have, again, a choice to be able to realize that this is out there. And it often is, you go from a symptom to a treatment in the IVF world without the adequate and painstakingly thorough approach that natural procreation technology offers.
The medical team at Divine Mercy Medical Group is joining us today to talk more about just the value and gift it is to have a Catholic doctor supporting our needs here in the Portland area. When we open up scripture and we read the words in the gospel, Jesus Christ himself told us, the poor will always be among you, and their needs need to be looked after as well. And that's part of what is happening at Divine Mercy Medical Group. Dr. Maya, that has been a passion of yours, to care for those that really the rest of society would rather not even see at all. How do you work their services into the group?
Well, it's a work in progress right now. you know, we're just getting started. I'm seeing adults in the clinic, and you know, we're looking at ways to try to bring that into our practice. I guess when I was at Holy Family Catholic Clinic, I was working with Father's Heart, which was a homeless outreach program in Oregon City, and would go there and help take care of the homeless people. So I really enjoy working with this population. There's a lot of needs. I mean, it's they're so grateful. So it's something that we'd really like to try to focus on.
Oh, just for this population of people to know that they are seen, that somebody is looking at them, that know and care about them. I mean, you are all definitely doing God's work at this medical group. Well, boy, I would love to talk more and more about it, but we are up against time now. People can find out more information by going online. Dr. Toffler, for those who have questions and want to know more, what can they do?
Well, the website's easy to remember. It's mycatholicdoctor.com. And you can search on any of our names or the Divine Mercy Medical Group. I think one other thing I'd like to say, you know, I've given 1,400 people my cell phone number. And so one of the things I think I offer is availability. And I think the reality is that I have to be among the most, if not the most available doctor in town. So I'm glad to talk with people. It gives me meaning in my life. I sometimes can help them. Sometimes I can redirect them to people who can help them. Having been in a city for a long time, I have that perspective. And although some of my colleagues have aged out and retired, so I do my best to find new people for them. So I think that the other thing I'd say that we enjoy working with each other very much. And so it's a collaborative effort. We may be independent in the sense that we have our own perspectives, but on the other hand, it's really great to work with Catholic colleagues who have exactly the same worldview and life-giving view based on the truth.
Well, it has definitely been a blessed time joining all of you today in studio. Thank you so much for being with us. And again, that is the doctors from Divine Mercy Medical Group through My Catholic Doctor. To make all of that easier, I'm going to include today on today's podcast the links that'll get you right to their homepage. You can read on each one of their specialties and also schedule an appointment. You can find that link on podcast at materdeiradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.